Welcome to another edition of Giants Online here on Giants.com. I'm Bob Popper. We're going to get you set for the Giants and the Minnesota Vikings. Joining me, as always, my co-host, the Senior VP of Communications, Pat Hanlon.
I know I've said this to you before.
You have.
We've got to stop meeting like this.
We really do.
Yes.
Well, can you get this thing squared up?
Working on it, Bobby.
What are you working
on? We've had 11 days. Trying to get a win.
All right, he's all fired up. Joining us...
No, that was the extent of it.
He does a really great job covering the Giants for Newsday, Tom Rock. And Tom, did you ever imagine it'd be 0-6?
You know, I was at home playing Madden 12 with cover boy Peyton Hillis on the game, and Eli Manning's throwing touchdowns, and Brandon Jacobs, and John Beeson, and Cullen Jenkins got 7 sacks that season. I don't know what's going wrong with this team now.
Wow, he's channeling Madden. I like that.
I think that's a long way of saying no. He never imagined this.
Ralph Vacchiano covers the Giants for the Daily News. And, Ralph, how do they get this thing squared away?
It sounds ridiculous, but get a win. I mean, you know, I think at this point, I think it's become a mental thing for this team, because I really believe that when things start to go wrong in a game, there is a feeling of, oh, here we go again. And you can almost see the letdown sometimes. I don't think they can get to the playoffs, but I think if they get one win, they could put together a string of a few in a row.
See, I would almost disagree with that, though, because when you look at the Chicago game, they had the 2 early turnovers.
Right.
And were able to sort of come back from that and didn't crumble and came back. But then the third one, of course, bit them in the tail.
No, but I agree with Ralph in that until you get that first win, until you play the 4 complete quarters that Tom Coughlin and Eli Manning and all the players, until you actually do it, then – even if you're not consciously thinking about what could go wrong here, in the back of your mind, you're wondering, are we going to get through the finish line and see the checkered flag?
I honestly believe, and this sounds ridiculous at 0-6, I understand that, but I don't think this team, I sort of sound like Antro Roll here, I don't think they're this bad. I can't believe that an Eli Manning team is playing like the way they are. I can't believe that Eli Manning has that many interceptions. At some point, it's just that these guys just have to play better.
Yeah, after watching all those games last Sunday, because the Giants didn't play, you realize how bad there's a lot of bad teams out there. How did this team and the quarterback lose this knack for pulling games
fourth
out?
Fourth quarter.
Well, it started last year in Philadelphia. They're driving down the field. He makes that poor throw to Barden where you get the interference, and they wind up missing the field goal. Then you had the game in Washington when the Giants had the ball at their own 40-yard line late. You expected they're going to win the game. They basically would have eliminated Washington. Dallas, they had 2 cracks at the end of the game. Philadelphia, they were only down by a point after the field goal. And then even the Chicago game, I was sitting there. I still felt like there's no way the Giants are losing this game when they had it. But they're losing the games that they used to win.
It's really a head-scratcher, and I'll tell you, as a beat writer, it's very frustrating because you have your whole story structured about,
That's a concern.
I know that's why I'm on Tom's list.
Tom has mentioned to me, we're really making the lives of the beat writers difficult.
Especially those night games.
More difficult
than they have to be. This is a Monday night game.
It's
on deadline, Pat. We're going to have to get – let's put them away early or just fold up the tent. Either way, I'm happy. But let's have it done by halftime.
The results of last night's game are available at Newsday.com.
But it is amazing how they've lost the net. These are all the games they used to win.
It is. And, a lot of those comebacks were on the shoulders of number 10. And I think he probably still has it in him someplace, but – even though the offensive line has been better, he doesn't have a ton of time to operate. A lot of those comebacks were downfield passes. He doesn't have a lot of time to throw those downfield passes accurately anymore. I think it's because the offense is so out of sync, he's now out of sync.
It's a mindset. It's a mindset, and it's a habit. It becomes a habit, right?
Right.
It goes both ways.
Yeah, and it's also complimentary. I mean, the defense could have stopped them on the Bennett play and giving them one more shot,
yes,
just like the Patriots did. So there's a lot of other factors that come into it. When we come back, we're going to answer your questions via Twitter as we continue with Giants Online here on Giants.com.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Welcome back to Giants Online here on Giants.com. All right, we'd like to ask you, the Giants fans, to participate via your questions, social media.
It's a great thing, a wonderful thing.
We've gone through this very carefully. Our first question, at Scranton PA for you, do you feel the Giants are missing an emotional leader in the locker room?
Go ahead, boys. You're trained professional observers.
Well, they got Pat. He's an emotional leader, and
he doesn't go in the locker room.
Right. You know, leaders are – that's something that you see more of, I think, when you're winning. I don't think that they're not there. I think they're just not effective at the moment. But Antrel Roll, I think it's pretty clear he's become an emotional leader of this team. I think in his own way – Eli Manning is. You're not going to see him yelling and screaming, but that calmness in a crisis is part of leadership, too. It's not working, but they're there.
I think part of the problem is the disconnect between the voices and the production. And you look at the four captains on this team, and Snead obviously is hurting out. Eli has all the turnovers. And Terrell and Tuck really not putting up a lot of stats. So you have these voices, these leaders who are coming out, and they're trying to get this team going. But they themselves aren't leading the way and doing it on the field and showing the team how to do it rather than just imploring them.
I like the old lead by example method.
Right. And the other thing is I think the whole thing is a little overblown. I mean, it's not high school football. These are paid professionals. People talk about halftime adjustments and all these great things. It doesn't really happen that way. You know, you hear coaches say it all the time. If you're not adjusting during the game, there's no magic wand and someone gives this speech and they hand someone a Coke like Mean Joe Green and then they go running through the wall. It doesn't work like that in pro sports.
The problem isn't the leaders. The problem is the leads, and the Giants aren't getting them. They're playing from behind the whole time. They've only had the lead for about 3 minutes of the entire second half of this season. So if they don't have that advantage on the scoreboard, then it's not going to translate into wins.
You'll read that line in Newsday this week.
You did last week. You did earlier this week. Thanks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Paywall.
At Nuttree 10, why don't the Giants play to Eli's strength more often and run an up-tempo offense?
This is something fans have been asking for the entire Kevin Gilbride era and even during the Super Bowls. They want to see the no huddle, and it certainly works when he runs it. But they run it at the end of games and the end of halves when defenses are sitting back. And, you know, if the Giants aren't successful in it, well, they're out of time. The game or the half is over. If you run that all the time and it doesn't work, it's even worse than when your offense goes three and out and takes a couple of minutes to do it. You're just going to tax the defense even more. It's not something you can do all the time.
And you know this better than me. The times that we have done any form of hurry up, other than, as Ralph said, other than at the end of the first half or at the end of the game, the times that we have hurried up a little bit, I guarantee you, 90% of those have been three and outs, have been just that. I can't remember the last time we picked up the pace of our offense and the tempo and that we got something out of it. Can you?
That's why the fans are clamoring for it, because they don't see it. They don't.
We've done it, though. Right. What I'm saying, we don't do it often.
But it happens so fast. It happens. It's gone. It's there, it's gone, and the fans don't see it.
If there are mental errors, if there are guys not picking up the right assignments or not running the right routes, do you really want to rush them too on top of it?
Bob, I think you're getting ready to say this. To equate the hurry up in the middle of the first quarter or second quarter or third quarter to what we do at the end of halves and games, it's not the same animal. Right.
No, it's not. And the other thing is I think they see other teams like Peyton Manning and the Broncos where they kind of go that no huddle. But he's using just as much of the play clock as the Giants are. It's just in a different – they're not huddling, but then he's doing all that other stuff. They're not going in a complete hurry-up, no-huddle offense, up-tempo offense. All right, I got one more here for you. NY Teeman, how valuable has David Deal been to this team? He's played multiple positions through two Super Bowl runs.
Yeah, long-term, absolutely. You know, one of the great Giants linemen of all time, I would say. You know, been to a couple of Pro Bowls and with the two rings, he's been fantastic. Now, obviously, he's one of the linemen who's on the downside of his career. He's been here for 11 years. He's the only Giant that outlasts Eli Manning here. I don't know how much more the Giants can squeeze out of him this year. He's done okay.
But they've played better since he's been put back in the
lineup. They have, and the running game was finally got going against Chicago.
And he is, speaking of emotional leaders, he is a guy who's an emotional leader.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back here on Giants Online on Giants.com, we'll get the guys' predictions as we continue after this.
MSG has the best big blue shows, like Giants First and 10, 10 Things to Know for Sunday's Game, and Giants Rewind, where we break down last Sunday's action, two reasons why the only true blue home for true blue fans is MSG.
Hey, we're back here on Giants Online on Giants.com. Monday night, Giants and the Minnesota Vikings. Remember the new bag policy in the NFL. If you're coming to the game, go to Giants.com for all the details.
Way to work, Bob.
You like that?
Yep.
Do you want the 12 by 6 by 12?
No, no.
Clear
no,
plastic?
No, I think we've got it.
Or the small purse, no bigger than 6.5 inches?
Clutch.
Clutch. Mm-hmm. If you're bringing binoculars or a camera, make sure that they're around your neck. Those bags will not be allowed in. No umbrellas if it's raining. A lot of other items.
Keep talking. We don't have to talk football if you keep going through the policies.
That's the only time we've used the word clutch about the Giants this year. So
there we go.
You know, that's what we love about Tom Rock on Twitter.
Mr. Yeah. Twitter.
Unbelievable. And we didn't get any tweets from Randall or Wilson.
No, none. I'm surprised. I thought maybe they'd ask us a few questions.
What can Peyton Hillis, do you think, bring to this team in the short term, trying to learn this offense?
Yeah, you know, Tom seemed pretty confident that he knew the system, and again, it goes back to having the familiarity with the Tampa system that Mike Sullivan runs down there, the Sully factor. But I think he can add a little oomph. You know, he's obviously a big guy. You saw Brandon Jacobs and Peyton Hillis out there together on the practice field. That was two mountains of a man at running back. So he'll add a physical element at least to the running game.
You want to say anything?
I was just going to say, this guy was pretty good before he tore his hamstring back in 2011, and he's still, what, 28 years old? So he might have a little left in his tank.
When you think about, you know, one of the things that hurt us early on was a lack of a physical presence out there. Now, we've addressed that to a certain extent over the last few weeks with John Connor. When he gets on you, he doesn't get off. With John Beeson on the other side, and Peyton Hillis has a chance to make us even more of a physical presence out there.
Yeah, and you saw the effects with Jacobs in the Chicago
game.
I mean, because suddenly they were running play action this year, but why was the team even – no one was biting because
nobody's
they weren't
defending
running.
It. Right.
Now it actually worked. They were freezing the linebacker. How about Beeson? I mean, he's been with the team for exactly 6 days when he played that game. He's the best linebacker they've had in 2 years.
It was remarkable to see him make plays that just weren't being made by other guys who've been here. No disrespect to Herzlig, no disrespect to Blackburn or Connor when he was here. This guy is a middle linebacker. He is not just a linebacker who plays in the middle. He's got that personality, that tenacity, and that ability to get to the sideline and make the plays. It was remarkable that one play where he shed the block and got on Forte right away. I haven't seen that play in about 5 years from a Giants middle linebacker.
And, you know, this signing, this trade is, to me, the best of Jerry Reese. And everybody's on him this year, and he has not had his finest season. I would definitely agree with that. But he has no fear of going out and getting some of these guys who once had potential. You can get them cheap, and you see if it works out. If John Beeson came here and didn't work out, they gave away a seventh-round pick, and who cares? He comes here, he plays well. Maybe he's the linebacker of the future for this team. Maybe he signs again next year. It was an absolute no-risk move, and at least short-term, it paid off.
All right, predictions for the Giants and Vikings on Monday night.
I think the Giants are going to win. Antrell Roll wanted it to be a blowout. I think it'll be done early, much to the delight of beat writers who have to write their stories. And 21-3, I think the Giants will win by. Same score as they beat them by in Detroit a couple of years ago when you guys tried to get to Minnesota by way of Kansas City.
Ralphie?
I remember that long trip. I'm working against muscle memory here, but I actually am going to pick the Giants to win, too. I think that if they've made their fans sweat this out long enough, but I don't think they're going to make it easy on them. I think it's going to come right down to the end and be a 24-21 field goal game with the Giants ending their streak.
They're guaranteeing you a happy show next week.
I'll take either one of those scenarios.
Just a W.
W.
All right. That wraps it up for this edition of Giants Online. For Pat and our entire crew, I'm Bob Popple. We'll see you again next week. Here on Giants.com for Giants Online. Enjoy your football, everybody.